this Earl Thomas to the Cowboys trade pipe dream that has kind of come and gone since really the end of last season, or really since Earl Thomas got caught running to Jason Garrett after the Seahawks win here in Dallas last season, saying, come and get me, come and get me. That's kind of been an off-and-on story where should the Cowboys go trade for him, how big of a piece would he be here? And obviously, he would be a massive upgrade at safety. You've got guys like Jeff Heath, Kayvon Frazier, Xavier Woods, and a couple other guys back there. None of those really jump off the page, DJ.
No, not
but
really.
But as the summer continues to roll along, as training camp gets closer, should we really expect a deal like this to get done?
I'm not optimistic. And I think that we've been looking at it from the Cowboys' perspective here so much that we lose sight, and I feel like we've reached that point to where we hear trade proposals where it's like, why don't we just trade this spare part from the team I like and this spare part from the team I like for the all-star on the other team? You know, that's what it feels like the Earl Thomas discussion is approaching, because now we're down to where, well, Cowboys fans would be willing to give up a third-round pick, but that's about it because of whatever reasoning they come up with. And I just don't understand why anybody thinks that Seattle's in a position to where a third-round pick would be better than keeping Earl Thomas for the one more year at the very least that he's under contract.
And that's the point. I think Seattle would trade Thomas, not even for a crazy price, but for a good price, because for two reasons. One, I feel like unless they offer Thomas a huge extension that he's going to walk, I think he's kind of at the point where he wants to come back to Texas ideally, but even not, he's ready to move on to the next stage of his career. The phase with him and Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, some of those other corners, a lot of those guys are gone or they're on the back end with Seattle. I think Thomas is ready for something different. But I'm also in the camp that, like you said, if a third-round pick is the best offer you're going to get, if I'm Seattle, hey, let's see how this year goes. I mean, there's certainly, you know, nothing wrong with keeping Thomas and, you know, letting it rip this year, and we'll see what happens. I personally think they're in a phase of transition. They're trying to build more around the offense and Russell Wilson. You mentioned the Dwayne Brown trade last year. I think they could look at adding some weapons coming up next offseason. But that being said, there's certainly no harm in keeping Thomas on the final year of his deal. And if he walks and you get nothing from this offseason, yeah, that might suck a little for Seattle. But if you're only going to get a third rounder for him, I certainly don't expect him to pull the trigger on that. If I'm Dallas, and this is what I've said for a while, I would offer a second-round pick and one of these receivers. Whether I guess T. Will at the moment's pretty untradeable because of the injury and the issues he has. But, hey, if I'm calling Seattle, we'll give you next year's second and Cole Beasley. Y'all need a receiver. He's not the flashiest guy, but I'm floating that out there if I'm Dallas.
I wouldn't completely. You made an important distinction there where they're in a transition. They're not in a rebuild. This is not a team with Seattle to where Russell Wilson is 29. He turns 30 on November 29th. They're not tearing this thing down and rebuilding.
What I mean, they're in a philosophical transition where for the last 5 years, it was built around the defense and the Legion of Boom. Over half the defense is gone, even with Earl Thomas still being there. They are transitioning into building around this young quarterback as he is currently in the prime of his career. They need to build that offensive line. They need more weapons at receiver. They probably need to upgrade at running back. That's what I mean in transition. I am by no means stating the fact that they are in rebuild mode.
Well, let's look at the problems there. Let's look at the problems that Seattle actually has. Offensive line, they added Dwayne Brown. They picked up DJ Fluker, who's not great, but he's a guy.
They've gone from bad to average.
And they're bringing back four of the five starters. So there's average. Continuity there. They're not going to be in the bottom tier of the league this year, something that they definitely needed. If you look at the secondary now, where it's going to be Brad McDougal, I think, is going to be your starting strong safety with Cam Chancellor retiring. Then, depending on what happens with Earl Thomas, they drafted 2 years ago. They've got two third-year guys that will be going into their third year, I believe, or second year. I think it's second year. Delano Hill out of Michigan, and then Tedrick Thompson along with Earl Thomas. You're losing Richard Sherman, but coming off that ACL. Did they really?
Achilles.
I keep saying ACL. Did they really want to? What's more risky, committing long term to Earl Thomas or Richard Sherman coming off of that Achilles? I think that Richard Sherman is a little riskier.
Definitely agree, and I feel like that might be the worst position to rupture an Achilles and come back from, just by the pure fact you've got to be so instinctually strong, and you take one bad step, you're beat in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I agree with you there.
And they've still got Byron Maxwell. Shaquille Griffin was really good in his rookie season last year. They brought in his brother. Not sure exactly what role he's going to play. He's still got Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright. They've got a lot of pieces that are still there. I don't see them selling out on this. I don't see, really, at this point, I think there's a better chance that they sign Dez Bryant than that they trade Earl Thomas there.
I could see that. They brought in Brandon Marshall, maybe bring in another veteran body. I think the most likely scenario, and I've thought this for a while, is Seattle will not extend him, but they won't trade him either. I think they're going to play this year out, see how it goes, see what type of team success. So I think that's a big part of it. You don't want to extend him, and then this team goes 6-10 this year. Thomas is shows to be a declining player. You don't want to do that if you're Seattle. You don't want to give him $50 million with some of the injuries and with some of the transitions they're going through. I think the most likely scenario, they play this year out, and he becomes a free agent next year, and perhaps they bring him back. Depending on how this season goes, they'll either bring him back or they'll let him go in the offseason.
By the way, important to know, talking about the transition, they're taking another swing at the running back position where they drafted Rashad Penny, the all-everything running back out of San Diego State who put up the monster numbers. That could definitely go two ways, you know.
Oh, 10 ways.
Yeah. We don't know exactly what he's going to be. There are reasons why he ended up at San Diego State and not at one of the power programs. But they're taking a shot there.
You look at guys like David Johnson. I mean, he played at Northern Iowa. And Rashad Penny was probably, production-wise, the most productive running back in college football last year.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's them trying to add more to the offense than, you know, keeping this, you know, strong defense together. But we'll see.
Let's take a call real quick. Let's go out to Lucas and talk to Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, good evening. Having fun listening to you guys talk. You just made the point of you thought that a second-round draft pick plus one of our receivers for Earl Thomas would be a good package, and then shortly thereafter said that we had to improve our receiving core. So what would be the plan then if we deplete it? What would be the plan then to build it back up?
Well, I think my reference was, and thanks for the call, Steve, was that Seattle needs to add another receiver. Dallas has a ton of, they have receivers they can give up. All these guys that they have can't make the roster. They have too many bodies. It's not hard to figure out. Most teams carry five. I could see Dallas carrying six because with Tavon being that sixth quote-unquote receiver, just because he'll be doing a little bit of everything. But between Deontay Thompson, Noah Brown, the guy out of Boise, the rookie, probably one of those is making the team? I mean, because you figure T. Will, Cole Beasley, Hearns, Allen Hearns,
and then Michael
Gallup and Austin, those guys are locks. Those five are locks. I think they'll carry six this year. So that's between Deontay Thompson, Noah Brown, the rookie out of Boise, and I keep blanking on his name, and a couple other guys. You even have guys like Lance Lenoir and Katie Cannon on the 90-man roster. So my point is, hey, Seattle, you need a receiver. We'll throw you one of these middle-tier NFL receivers along with the second-round pick. That was my point.
Yeah, and they added, as you said, Brandon Marshall, but I think he's 34, and they brought him in on a one-year deal.
Yeah, and they've got Tyler Lockett, who's done some nice things, but he can't be a number one.
Never been healthy.
They've got Doug Baldwin. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, Beasley might not be a bad fit at all. They could use a little kind of scat receiver in the slot, but that's just a hypothetical thing for me, obviously. That's not, there's no real chatter of that.
Yeah, and I think it would take something like that in order to make it happen, because otherwise, a third round pick, I really don't think that moves the needle for Seattle. I think they take their chances and they trust that they can work something out.
And if you're Seattle, even just a second round pick, if you're looking at Dallas objectively, even if they don't reach expectations, they're still going to win probably 8 or 9 games, which means what? That's the 50th pick? You're going to take the 50th pick for Earl Thomas? That's why sweeten it up a little bit, throw another player in the deal.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. I just have a sneaking suspicion that they've been so quiet and that they haven't mentioned anything about it, that at some point it's going to come out that they get him in a room, that they work out a deal, and that he ends up staying there in Seattle. Because if you keep him in that secondary, you can absorb a lot of those losses that they've suffered this offseason.